Hey, Gab, what song are we doing this week?
Begin Again.
Okay. Gab, what song are we doing this week?
What?
Hello! Welcome to Tay to Z, where we chat about every Taylor Swift song in alphabetical order. I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab, and we will be your hosts on this journey. In our last episode, we talked about beautiful ghosts from the motion picture Cats.
Cats. And today, we are discussing the song Begin Again from Red. Begin Again is the 16th and final track on the Red album.
The album was released on October 22nd, 2012, and this song was written solely by Taylor.
Begin Again was performed 75 times by Taylor back on the Red Tour, and it was also played once as her surprise song on the Rep Tour. They were all performed in the style of the recording.
Begin Again was the second single from Red, released on October 1st, 2012. It reached number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100. It also received a music video, which was released on October 23rd, 2012, the day after the album release.
Yeah.
So, Dev, what do you think about this song?
I really like this one. It's one that I haven't really listened to too many times. I think of it kind of as a mood song, you know, like you kind of have to be in the mood to really vibe with it.
Oh, interesting. You know? Yeah.
It's kind of melancholic, nostalgic. She's singing about the pains of a past relationship. Mm-hmm. And it's really evident in the song that, like, it really affected her self-confidence. Like, with the lyrics, I find it strange that you think I'm funny because he never did. Mm-hmm. She's genuinely surprised that this man that she is on a date with is actually interested in her and appreciates the things that she does.
And is being nice to her, like, pulls out her chair.
Is, like, actually being, yeah.
Shows up on time.
A nice guy. Mm-hmm. Like, who was this past relationship? Like, who was this jerk that said you can't wear high heels? Like, was he... Do you have a Napoleon complex? Like,
probably.
You know? Like, he thought he was too short, and...
There are a lot of guys like that.
There are a lot of guys like that. I love the line, you never met a girl who has as many James Taylor records as you, but I do. And obviously we all know that she was named after James Taylor. She loves James Taylor. And it's just such a sweet addition to the song. And, yeah, like, such a nice call out for
little
him.
Little personal touch.
Yeah. And then also, the bridge is so real. Like... Okay, so the lyric is, and we walk down the block to my car, and I almost brought him up, but you start to talk about the movies that your family watches every single Christmas, and I won't talk about that, and for the first time, what's past is past. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Like, she gets it. I mean, that's happened to me, mm-hmm, where there'll be things that I want to bring up that maybe I don't need to, mm-hmm, but then in the moment you realize, no, I'm here with this person. Like, mm-hmm, I don't need to worry about that. That was something that happened.
Yeah.
Like, forget about it, whatever. We're here in this moment. Like, so good.
And that line, what's past is past. When that first moment, when you realize that, it's so freeing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
So I really love this song, and I definitely relate to this song. I just love how Taylor uses, like, little specific things that didn't work in her past failed relationship to describe, like, oh, what she's noticing about this new one. Like, there's such little things, like, you know, the person shows up on time, mm-hmm, or pulls her chair out, laughs at her. He didn't like when I wore high heels, but you do. Like, those little personalized touches is what makes us relate to Taylor so well. And when, yeah, she lets us in on those little things is, like, how we can connect to her,
yeah,
you know? And there are always these little specific things. Like, we kind of talked about it in All Too Well as well, that you think about, but no one has put into words in that same way, where you're just like, yes, mm-hmm, she gets it. Yeah, I love that. And I love how in this song, she can finally say what she feels about how that past relationship treated her.
Yeah.
And the way those things made her feel. And to the point where she's so surprised that not everyone does that.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole thing about the self-confidence, is that that person made it so that she doesn't feel like she's worthy of, like, actual goodness.
Mm-hmm. At least in a relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, from a guy who should be giving that to her. Like, you would think that's a no-brainer, but obviously it's not.
And this is actually a super common thing I've actually seen with friends and their past relationships, is when someone's in a really not great relationship or someone is treated really poorly by their partner, they don't even understand that some of the really sweet things that happen by a future partner are the ways people are supposed to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who've been in so many bad relationships, that picking up on those things, it's like a shock, but it's like, no, like, someone's supposed to be courteous and nice to you.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's supposed to happen. They're supposed to be polite, you know?
Right.
Especially on a first date.
Like, they're supposed to, like, pull out your chair, and they're supposed to think you're funny. Like, if they don't think you're funny, like, bye.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I also like how the new person that she's met in this first date that's kind of starting to make her not think about her ex maybe understands her in a different way, or that understanding of, oh, someone else might really see who I truly am. Mm-hmm. Maybe that relationship didn't, but I'm now with someone who maybe will. And just seeing that even on that first date, like, oh, this person cares about that kind of thing. It actually matters to me. I can admit that it matters to me.
Yeah.
And just the little things, too, like not having the same taste in music as her ex, wanting to wear high heels. Like, they're all these little things that matter when you add them up and that person doesn't agree with you on them,
yeah.
If that makes sense. But yeah, I think the song's hopeful. I think it's realistic. It ends the Red album really well.
Yeah. Because
the Red album's this breakup anthem album.
Right.
And it ends it on this beautiful upbeat note of what the promise is for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, a lot of people can feel if they've ever been on, like, a really good first date.
Yeah.
You know, that, like, that hope.
Yeah. Like, what is that all about?
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. So this is just one of those songs where Taylor just really gets what it is to be young and to be dating. It's heartfelt, and it's like a diary entry type of song.
I think this is the perfect, like you said, the perfect, like, first date song.
Mm.
I relate to many first dates where I didn't know what to expect from the other person on the other side of the table.
Mm-hmm.
I come off as confident and everything on a first date sometimes. I haven't had too many, like, first, like, real first dates. But you think, you know, am I funny? Are they going to think I'm funny? You know, do they have the same interests as I do? Putting yourself out there is not easy,
mm-hmm.
especially when a previous attempt at that didn't go so well.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to keep getting back in the ring, so to speak, even if you've had a bad experience in the past, is really hard.
Yeah.
I mean, the only real dating process I've gone through, and, like, full-on dating process, is with Gap. So I don't really know any other kind of courting and going on multiple dates and then saying, like, oh, we're, like, dating, and then, oh, like, you know, we're boyfriend-girlfriend, and, like, the only time that's happened is with you. And so, you know, it's pretty cool that, like, we have the whole thing of, like, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, we say we love each other, we move in together, we get engaged, we're gonna get married. Like, it's the only relationship that I have ever had like this and will ever have. And so I understand, and I also have had the feelings from this song happen to me in the past, yet I have found my person that, who knows in this song if that is her person. Like, that's the wonderful thing, like you said, about this song, is that it's this hopeful, uplifting, love begins again.
Mm-hmm.
No matter all of the hardships. And, you know, I just think that the person that I found is hysterical and adorable, and she can wear high heels whenever she wants. She's shorter than me, so it's fine.
It would be fine if I was taller than you, too.
It would be fine, too. But you can wear flats, you can wear Converse, you can wear whatever kind of shoes you want.
Good.
But the only thing is that I don't think you have any James Taylor CDs.
Neither do you.
No.
No. And I didn't hold it against you that you didn't have any Bruce Springsteen CDs.
I really appreciate
that. I didn't. And I will say there were some people in college I had crushes on just because they had Bruce Springsteen posters in their dorm. But it's not really the main way to pick a partner.
No, no. And especially, you know, in our late 20s, you don't want the person you're dating, I think, to have like posters of Bruce Springsteen in their room.
I'd still be okay with it. You know? As long as if it was in a frame.
As long as it was in a frame.
Yeah, you just like, once you hit like, you know, your late 20s, you just don't want to tape posters on your walls.
What do you mean? Like all of my taped posters of tigers, you don't like those?
Yeah, I would not have been into that. Okay. You can frame them.
Okay. So Gab, do you relate to this song? You said you did.
Yeah, I completely relate to this song.
Completely?
Yeah, and that like that feeling of starting something new and having hope after a failed relationship, putting yourself out there and like feeling something click for the first time. Like I know that feeling and I can remember it. And every date is different in terms of like, you know, if it is something that can work and or if not, you get that vibe. Mm-hmm. Like I did, you know, a bit of online dating before you and I were set up. Mm-hmm. And all those dates, it was kind of like, meh. But on our date, it was like conversation flowing. We closed out the bar. We couldn't stop talking. We had so many things in common. And it's just that different feeling when you're like, oh, this could be something.
Yeah.
And it was. And we knew it. And so it's that feeling is so hopeful. And you got to go through a bunch of meh to feel that feeling again. Also, it's that feeling too when you a relationship ends where you feel like you'll never be able to get over the person, and then there are those first days where you realize that like, oh, I have, what's past is past. Mm-hmm. And that you're open to falling in love again and you're so excited, and that's so cool. So I also relate to Taylor discussing like what her ex didn't like her to do, and that feeling that you didn't do that thing precisely because your ex had an issue with it. So for me, it wasn't high heels because I'm super short, as Devin mentioned. So heels have never been an issue for me. Even with the tallest heels, I'll never be taller than anyone.
Yeah,
really, and not anyone. Me. Unless like so. A child. Maybe right. Not even.
Yeah.
I had an ex who hated when I cut my hair short and often told me that he preferred it long. During our relationship, I'd go back and forth about choosing to either cut my hair short or grow it. And I actually prefer my hair cut short, like kind of like shoulder length, not like in between. I like it long too, but it should be my decision.
Sure.
You know? So it wasn't till after I heard this song, which was after the relationship had ended, and I thought, oh, like I'm going to cut or grow my own hair however I damn please. Yeah. It's my hair. But it's one of those weird things where you don't notice it, but someone's saying it, but it really changes the way you perceive yourself or how you make decisions about yourself.
Yeah.
So I get that those little things in the song where it's like, it's not a big deal, but when you think about it, they should not care the length of your hair.
Right.
And they shouldn't care if you wear heels. Like, it should be, hey, whatever you choose, I love who you are as a person.
Right.
As I mentioned in our All Too Well episode, I went through a really big breakup right before Red was released. So when Red was released and I was listening to the whole album and all the different breakup songs and working my way through, this song gave me hope, especially being in that last song role of it leaves you on this hopeful feeling.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I spent so many Wednesdays hoping I'd feel things begin again, like thinking about like, oh, it's a Wednesday in a cafe. Like, who knows? The possibilities are endless. And then she says, like, I've been spending the last 8 months thinking all love ever does is break and burn and end, which I love that line.
So good.
But I would count like 8 months after each of my different relationships and just like kind of just keep track of those things because of her lyrics. And I actually have a surprise for you, Devin.
Oh.
That I didn't put in the notes. When you and I met, it wasn't 8 months. It was 10 months after my last date that was previous to us meeting, which isn't, you know, this song says 8 months, but clean says 10 months, 10 months sober. I must have missed just because you're clean. Don't mean you don't miss it.
Yeah.
So we met 10 months after, which is clean. Clean had already come out.
Right.
But the surprise is the day of our first date, it was a Wednesday. I looked it up.
Really?
January 20th, 2016 was a Wednesday. You can all Google it. So we did meet on a Wednesday. It wasn't a cafe. It was a restaurant.
Same difference.
But it began again for us on a Wednesday.
Wow.
And I kind of forgot that over the years, to be honest, but I remembered it pretty early into our relationship. I knew that we'd met on a Wednesday and I had been thinking about this song. And then I didn't remember it until I was doing the research again. I was like, I'm pretty sure we met on a Wednesday. So we did.
Well, look at that. Yeah.
And it wasn't 8 months. It was 10, but...
But that's okay.
Still, it still is a reference in a Taylor song.
Exactly.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, to Queen. Cool.
Yeah.
I like
that. I know, me too.
Wow. We're just finding more and more that you and Taylor might be the same person.
We might be.
Like, I've never seen you two in the same room together.
It's true, except for you haven't, but I have.
Yeah, you have seen her.
I've seen her on tour. Yeah, guys, it was really me on stage.
It was really her.
No. So as we mentioned earlier, Begin Again has a music video.
It does.
The music video was directed by Philip Andelman, who had previously directed Swift in the Safe and Sound music video.
Oh.
The official music video premiered on Taylor's Vevo account on October 23rd, 2012. Taylor's co-star in the video is actor Vladimir Perrin. Mm-hmm. And Taylor called this video a love letter to Paris.
To Paris.
Yes. So what's...
For all of our Parisian friends out there.
Yes, hello Parisian
who
friends.
Who are listening. We do have some French listeners, yes. So... Hi!
Hello. What do you think of this music video?
Okay, so right off the bat, that very first shot of her with the red lipstick, mm-hmm. like that bright red lipstick, I was just like, great. I was like, Taylor, you know exactly what you want. This is the red era. You're wearing that red lipstick. I was like, perfect.
Yeah, she's got the bangs.
And it was the bangs and the side shot of her. Like, very great first shot. And I was like, yes. It's a nice music video. It's got all of the qualities of what a good music video is. It's got music. It's got video.
Oh, God.
It's a music video. But what's really interesting to me, though, is that the plot of the video doesn't go really along with the plot of the song.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the things that she talks about in the song, about the things we've already explained, him pulling out the chair for her, waiting, getting there early, like he was there early waiting for her, that doesn't happen in the video. He's like at a table with a bunch of friends and he sees this girl sitting drinking a coffee and then he's like, oh, I'm gonna go over there and say hello. And then creepily take some pics. he's like, hey, I know I just met you. Like, this is, you don't get to hear what they're saying, but I can only assume that the dialogue he was having was like, hey, I know that I just walked over here and interrupted you in your work, but I'd love to take a couple pics of you. Is that cool? And she's sitting there like, no. And he's like, great. And then he begins to take pictures. And I'm like, dude, you literally just met her. Chill on the pics. I don't think she's into that.
My only thought is if he has a French accent, maybe she would have been like, okay.
Oh, like a European wants to photograph me?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Like,
he's an artist.
My ex-boyfriend didn't want to ever photograph me. That's so, he didn't even want to be in pictures with me. Like,
oh, no.
Okay, yeah.
That one's really real in relationships. Actually, yeah. Partners not wanting to take pictures with you.
Yeah.
That's real. That just like triggered me.
Uh-oh.
Thanks for taking pictures with me, babe.
You're welcome. And it's just that I found that interesting. Like when she also in the bridge is saying that they're walking to the car, they're like walking down a cobblestone street and she has her bike.
Yeah.
So like, where is she going to get in a car with him? Or, but I do really, really like the shots of her like singing directly to him and telling her like, this is what happened in my previous relationship and like, you are doing things that I really appreciate, you know. So the music video is very nice. It's just like the plot doesn't match with the song, so that was just like a little weird to me.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, what about you?
I agree that it's odd, like some of those moments that we talked about earlier that we love in the song and find so relatable aren't in the music video.
Right.
And like, I agree that this music video is a love letter to Paris, as Taylor intended for it to be. And that's beautiful. But I feel like it makes the song less relatable.
Yeah.
You know, like not too many of us get to feel the hope of a new relationship while in the city of love.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Like, it's not like we can all, like, go off to Paris and see our lives anew, you know?
It's like, God, I just broke up with my boyfriend. I'm just going to go to Paris for a couple months and see what happens.
Which is awesome if you can, but like, not everyone can afford to do that.
And if in her song she was like, and, you know, one day on a Wednesday in a cafe in Paris, love began again. Like, you know.
Yeah, it's like much more likely that you're like in a Starbucks on the corner, right, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, you know, I do love the scenes of Taylor exploring the city. Like, they're beautiful shots, you know. I mean, Paris is a gorgeous city. The fashion is so beautiful.
Yeah, her outfits are amazing.
Yeah, like, I love, love, love the Red Era style. It's so classy and classic. I especially love the, like, flowy purple dress when she's on the roof of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really like her bike riding shirt-skirt combo.
Mm-hmm.
And she's wearing cat flats with that outfit, which is, like, really cute. But yeah, so those scenes are beautiful, but I don't think they make for the most exciting music video. I think I really like music videos that are very narrative and tell a story and go with the song. I think I prefer that.
Yeah. Or just go like the completely opposite way. Like, if it was a music video where it had nothing to do with anything in the song, you
know? Like, kind of like, Ready For It.
Yeah, like Ready For It. Delicate is a little bit like that. That music video is, I mean, it's just her dancing in a hotel for most of the music video. And like, they just can't see her.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, it kind of more does. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was like too close to the narrative without actually being the narrative.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Taylor's love interest in this music video just really doesn't do it for me. Like, especially singing with his friends, like, he seems like he'd be kind of douchey.
Like a little bit, yeah.
And I'm like, no, he's not the guy that you begin again with.
No.
You know, that's not him.
That's not Joe.
Especially, like, if he's just, like, charming her and, like,
taking pics.
The photo thing is so weird.
It's so weird.
I don't think people do that. If anyone wants to take your photo and they're a stranger, I feel like that's a red flag.
Yes. Because then if you never see them again, they now have pictures of you.
Yeah. I will say, though, like, I do like this idea of, you know, romantically strolling through Paris, going to different, like, pastry shops, boulangeries, if you will.
Yes.
Very romantic.
Sure.
And so if this was her kind of like fantasy begin again, you know, and she was just like, yeah, I want to go to Paris, like, good for Taylor.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
And now we get to the segment of
Gossip.
The hidden message in Begin Again is, I wear heels now.
Oh.
Which is in response to the lyric, he didn't like it when I wore high heels, but I do.
Uh-huh.
I do.
I do.
So Taylor said about this song, it's actually a song about when you've gotten through a really bad relationship and you finally dust yourself off and go on that first date after a horrible breakup and the vulnerability that goes along with all of that. And so based on the timing of this song, as well as the Red album as a whole, it is believed that the horrible breakup that she references was with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, him again.
And this song is about Connor Kennedy, who Taylor was linked to in the summer of 2012.
Yeah.
So that is what it's believed to be about, this Begin Again moment. Connor is also 6'2", which is taller than Taylor.
It's pretty tall.
It might be a slight nod to her wearing of heels hidden message that I wear heels now, you know?
Okay.
He's taller. He doesn't care. I don't think Jake Gyllenhaal necessarily is that short, but I think he's just a touch taller than Taylor, or maybe he might not have liked her wearing heels. We don't know.
Hmm.
We're not sure. But that I wear heels now secret message, for me, it's just the right level of shade at an X. I love it. Just those little things where you're just kind of like they know.
Yeah.
But no one else knows that was like a thing in the relationship. Right. It's just like a little way of being like, And I dig it. Yeah. What's your favorite line in the song?
Okay, so my favorite line in the song is, I've been spending the last 8 months thinking all love ever does is break and burn and end. But then on a Wednesday in a cafe, I watched it begin again.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is just lovely. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a great sentiment, and it really shows how strong and persistent Taylor is, and what this character in the song, how strong and resilient she is, because even though the past 8 months have been horrific, and she's just like, I give up on love. I hate it. Like, I never want to love again. Like, I'm done with relationships. All they do is, you know, burn me, and they break, and they're terrible. Yet she still has the courage and the strength to try it again. Mm. And to get up and go out and say, you know what? I deserve love. I'm going to try this. Mm-hmm. And that this time it might be the time. And it will always begin again. Like, I can be here. I can do this.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful.
I love that. That, I mean, yeah, and it is really brave to be able to put yourself back out there again and to believe in love again after having your heart broken.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
What about you?
Sorry, I'm still thinking about what you said.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, well,
I... Was that profound?
Yeah, well, and I just love that. I'm just thinking about, like, when we met, you mm-hmm. and I, again... I had given, not like given up on love, because like I love love. And Taylor is such a believer in love. I had though gone on a complete like dating. I'm not going to date. I'm not even going to look to date. Given up. And then we met.
Yeah.
And then that all changed. And I just think that's a beautiful thing and great advice for everyone. You know, it's okay to take breaks and to mm-hmm. not try for it and give yourself the time you need to heal. But you don't give up on love.
No.
Yeah. Because it comes, you know. When you least expect it or out of nowhere or it just happens and you're like, oh, I didn't even see this coming.
Yeah, usually it happens when you least expect it. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah, like, I like that.
It comes out of nowhere, that kind of crazy, wonderful love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my favorite line in the song isn't as profound. It's the line, I just really relate to it. I think it's strange that you think I'm funny because he never did.
Mm.
I super relate to that song. True story, I did not know that I was funny until I went to college. Like, I had no clue. In high school, I was always the, like, quote-unquote mom of the group, kind of, like, the responsible one. And I often was, like, the butt of everyone's jokes. And someone laughing at your expense is not the same thing as someone thinking you're funny and laughing with you.
Sure.
But I didn't know that. It took me a long time to figure that out. And so I didn't know that I could actually be funny. Like, people didn't have to just laugh at, like, me and the situations. It could be like, oh, I said something funny and people like that. And they have the same humor as me. And it's kind of part of that is finding those people who share that same humor. But it's just weird. Like, learning that I was funny has been such an insane multi-year experience for me. Because... I didn't know. And I think everyone can be funny. They just have to find the right people who think they're funny. You know?
Yeah.
And I found those people, you know? And also, like, you definitely think I'm funny.
I very much think you're funny.
You laugh at my jokes, my random bursts of song, my weird impressions. Like, you laugh at all those things.
Yeah.
And that's really important.
Yeah.
And I did not have that in my first relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's an important thing. I did like find it amongst friends and relationships in college, but it's so important to relationship that you guys can laugh together of and course. Laugh at the same things.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I think like word to the wise to all of the listeners, everyone should date someone who laughs at their jokes or their weirdness, like at least some of the time.
Oh,
obviously
yeah.
not every joke. Like sometimes Devin will make a joke and I'm like, eye roll, that's not that funny. But most of the time, I find him really funny. Like probably like 97% of the time.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's a good percentage.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, I think that if the person that you're dating doesn't think you're funny in any way, or if they don't have a good sense of humor, get rid of them.
Yeah, I do. Like, I really think it. Like, obviously, we're not all jokesters. Like, I'm not a comedian making jokes. It's just those little things you say where another person gets you.
Like, goofy and just, like, dumb.
Yeah.
Just silly little things that the two of you have that are just like, I'm funny. Like, what I just said is funny. And if they're like, I don't really think that was that funny, like... Kick them to the curb.
Yeah, and if you out there don't think you're funny, you might just not have found someone who shares that same sense of humor with
you. Exactly.
And that can be friends, too. It doesn't have to be a relationship, but I think it's important to find that shared humor.
Definitely.
Where you can connect with people in that way.
So, Gab, on a scale of 1 to 10 James Taylor records, what would you rate this song?
I think I'd give this song, I actually didn't really think about this beforehand, so I'm kind of rating on the fly because it hadn't come to me. Hmm. I think I'd give this song a 7.
Okay.
I really like this song. I think it's really good. I think, as you can tell, I really relate to this song. I think that she wrote a song that a lot of people can relate to. Yeah. And I think a 7 is a good rating. It's not my top tier's favorite song, mm-hmm. but it's a really good song. Like, I think anything over a 7 is an exemplary song.
Sure, I agree.
What about you? From 1 to 10 James Taylor records, what do you rate this song?
I'm gonna give this 6.
Okay.
James Taylor records. Mm-hmm. I also very much like this song. Mm-hmm. It grows on me each time I listen to it, and I don't have like a nostalgia factor for it that you do.
Yeah, true.
Too. From when the album came out for the first time. And I mean, obviously this album is very important to you mm-hmm. and you relate to the entire thing. So it's just a little bit different of an experience for me to mm-hmm. listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think it's a very good song.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I'll give it 6.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Keep listening along with us. Check us out on Instagram at TayToZPodcast. Please give us your thoughts. Tell us how many James Taylor records you would give this song. And if you like the podcast, please leave us a review and a rating on the Apple Podcasts app. It really helps other people find us and get noticed. Also, please subscribe and follow us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah. So next episode, we'll be talking about The Best Days of Your Life by Kelly Pickler.
Come hang with us.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab.
This has been Day to Z.
See you next time.